the Fed is focused on jobs and isn't concerned about inflation. The market isn't pricing a taper now until the end of the year, if at all. And China has calmed investor nerves around regulatory crackdowns. These are the primary drivers of markets into Friday, and the net result has been one of broad-based U.S. dollar declines and fresh record highs in U.S. equities. That being said, we're still nervous about the foundations of this latest risk-on flow and worry that it won't take much for sentiment to shift the other way. Maybe it's more fallout around the coronavirus, or maybe it's renewed fears that inflation really isn't transitory, but it does all feel like it could fall apart at any moment. There was quite a bit of selling into the U.S. equity close on Thursday, and this only adds further conviction to the bias. Looking ahead, Friday's calendar is jam-packed with first-tier data. Key standouts come in the form of Japan unemployment, industrial production, and retail sales, German GDP, Eurozone GDP, Eurozone inflation, Eurozone unemployment, Canada GDP, Canada producer prices, U.S. personal income and spending, U.S. core PCE, Chicago PMIs, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.